Coming up, Polonia Today, a radio program in English on Polish topics with producer and host Debbie Majka.
Good afternoon and dzień dobry. I'm Debbie Majka, producer and host of Polonia Today. And today is Sunday, December 13th, and we're just 11 days away from Vigilia, the eve of Christ's birth, a special night for us all. And as always, Chopin's concert Rondo Krakowiak welcomes you to WWDB 860 AM and another edition of Polonia Today, a Polish program in English, which includes news from Poland, the Cultural Corner, the Polish Word of the Day, events in the Greater Delaware Valley Polish-American community, and in every program a variety of Polish music, classical, polkas and oberecks, folk songs, popular music, and oldies too. And as Vigilia and Christmas are rapidly approaching, let's begin with Kasia Cerekwicka and Noel.
Skrzydeł szum, ten niezwykły gwiazdy blask, świadczą, że przybywa król, miłość, która zbawia świat. Dziecko
from Poland, the ghosts of Christmas past.
This is Matt Campbell with a letter from Poland. This past Sunday, Poland celebrated Mikołajki, or St. Nicholas Day, and officially kicked off the gift-giving season, filling stockings or shoes, depending on the region, with small treats for those determined to have been good. Earlier this year, I was asked to contribute to a book compiled by a friend of mine in Nashville, Tennessee, author and barman Mike Wolf. Lost Spring is a collection of stories from those working in Music City's service industry, and as it happened, Warsaw was the perfect backdrop for my musings on the subject. A perfect stocking stuffer this season, the ebook is now available for download. And for you, an excerpt from my entry, complete with a recipe for the most decadent of delicacies, a fried bologna sandwich. Enjoy. I'm sufficiently submerged in warm water, frothy, with good dreams, coconut bath powder, drinking a glass of cheap Italian red wine, the scent of a vanilla candle delicately mixes with last notes of a stamped-out joint, and Linda Ronstadt sings Blue Bayou through the Bluetooth speaker resting on the edge of the porcelain sink. I must have heard that song 400 times between the different female singers on the stage at Robert's Western World. From the weekly regulars to guest singers and the bartenders taking a small break for a short star turn. Sitting here in Warsaw, I still get ready to sing in unison. I'm going back someday. Working at Robert's is like being in a special club which enjoys some status, the value of which becomes clouded or clearer depending on the day, the number of dollars involved, and a desperate need to exploit the most valuable of skills, willingness. When I got the job as a barback, one daytime a week, I offered open availability to then-manager Julie Rahimi, and she fired back. What are you doing tonight? I had done only one shift during a slow December when I received my first paycheck, but along with it was a Christmas bonus. When Julie asked me if I could cook, I didn't think twice before saying yes. I did tell her. It had been nearly 20 years since I spent a spring break and a couple summer months as a short order cook in a neighborhood bar. Good enough. She needed a grill cook for New Year's Day, and she was looking deep into her bench to find a warm body. You know, when I arrived early that morning, the floor was covered in trash. Cups, cans, and napkins, paper food trays. By the time 11 o'clock rolled around, I had done a modest amount of prep, while the small cleaning crew returned the room to ready. The day bartender, Hope, had arrived and was bouncing between the bare tables, setting up menus, ketchup, mustard, salt, and pepper. The first band had filed in and was hitting a few obligatory notes to test the sound system. But it seemed most of the town had decided to sleep in. I even had time to practice my technique for making the house favorite, a fried bologna sandwich. What makes the Roberts version so special are the slices of bologna, thin. Put 6 to 8 of them directly onto the flat top. 2 slices of Texas toast follow, each generously buttered for the purposes of taste and toasting. A flip of the bologna halfway between the golden browning of the bread. Time enough to slice a tomato and get a thick leaf of lettuce to lay down the foundation for the simplest, yet still decadent, delicacy in all of downtown. Add a few dill pickles or a Kraft single if you're feeling fancy. Wash it down with an ice cold if the cooler's working. Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. It sounds so simple, so easy. But like Nashville itself, the key is you have to be there to fully appreciate it. Nashville's a transient town, though. People come and go as quietly as the last of the faithful servants folding up their table tents and disappearing down the Ryman Alley into the dawn. Back in Warsaw, the candle is nearly burned out and the water has turned cold, but not to worry. I'll never be blue. My dreams come true.
And before we get to the lighter side of the news, let's have a word from the sponsors who help to bring you Polonia Today.
Are you looking for an elegant yet affordable ballroom for your wedding reception or maybe a bridal or baby shower? How about a special birthday or retirement party? Look no further than the recently renovated Belvedere Ballroom at the Associated Polish Home, conveniently located at 9150 Academy Road, just off I-95. Expert catering, full-service bar, professional hardwood dance floor, safe off-street parking. Let Polish Home's experienced banquet manager plan your special event in the Belvedere Ballroom. Phone Diane at 856-912-1303.
A taste of Poland in Port Richmond. Polka Deli, located conveniently at 2719 East Allegheny Avenue. Kielbasa, fresh meats and cheeses, pierogi, naleśniki, homemade soups, deli sandwiches, desserts, candy, and much, much more. Marek Kucharski and family invite you. Open daily. Phone 215-634-3750. I repeat, 215-634-3750. Polka Deli, a taste of home. And on the lighter side, book by Poland's Tokarczuk on French must-read list. Tales of the Bazaar by Polish Nobel Prize-winning writer Olga Tokarczuk has been included in a list of the 100 best books of 2020, compiled by the French magazine Lire. It is the most prestigious list of must-read recommendations for French book lovers. 2 years ago, Tokarczuk's The Book of Jacob was also included on the list. Tokarczuk received the Nobel Prize for Literature in 2018 for a narrative imagination that, with encyclopedic passion, represents the crossing of boundaries as a form of life. Her other major books include Flights, Drive Your Plow Over the Bones of the Dead, and Primeval and Other Times. And that concludes the news from Poland. Stay tuned for the Cultural Corner, the Polish Word of the Day, and the Philly Scene, after we hear from the sponsors who help to bring you Polonia Today. Thank them for their support of Polonia Today by supporting them. I w przystępnej cenie sali balowej na przyjęcie ślubne, albo może miejsca na bridal lub baby shower, albo na przyjęcie urodzinowe. Nie patrz daleko. Zobacz ostatnio odnowioną, elegancką, belwederską salę balową w polskim domu, położonym wygodnie przy 9150 Academy Road, Northeast Philadelphia. Do Twojej dyspozycji oferowany jest wyspecjalizowany catering, bar z pełną obsługą, duży parkiet do tańca, bezpieczny parking samochodowy. Doświadczony menedżer wielu bankietów, wesel i przyjęć pomoże Ci w najlepszym dla Ciebie zaplanowaniu Twojej uroczystości. Po dodatkowe informacje proszę dzwonić do Danuty 856-912-1303. Every meal becomes a feast with provisions from Czerw Brothers, the Kielbasy Boys. Kielbasa prepared in brick oven smokehouses, homemade pierogi, bacon, krakowska, and many varieties of sausage. Czerw Brothers, 3370 Tilton Street, Port Richmond, 215-423-1707. Monday through Saturday, stop by. John Czerw always welcomes you with a smile and high-quality, delicious polska kielbasa. 215-423-1707. Hi, this is Debbie Majka, and you're tuned to the Cultural Corner of Polonia Today, here at WWDB 860 AM, where today we observe the anniversary of the imposition of martial law in Poland. On December 9th, 1990, Lech Wałęsa was elected president of Poland. Shortly after the Polish elections, the Hungarians dissolved their Communist Party and began a series of reforms that led to a declaration of independence from the Soviet bloc. A couple of months later, the Czechs brought down the rule of the party in their country, and soon after that, the people of Eastern Germany threw out their communist leaders and tore down the Berlin Wall. 6 months after the elections, an unbelievable victory. The Yalta system had disintegrated, and Central Europe was unrecognizable. The Poles could derive deep satisfaction from the knowledge that they had contributed more than anyone to bringing down the Soviet system. And let's pause here for one of the most popular songs of the Solidarity era, Jan Pietrzak, and Żeby Polska była Polską, Let Poland Be Poland.
Z głębi dziejów, z krain mrocznych, puszcz odwiecznych, kuli stepów, nasz rodowód, nasz początek, hen od piasta, kraka Lecha. Długi łańcuch ludzkich istnień, połączonych myślą prostą, żeby Polska była Polską, żeby Polska, żeby Polska była Polską. Wtedy, kiedy los nieznany rozsypywał nas po kątach, kiedy obce wiatry gnały, obce orły na proporcach, przy ogniskach wybuchała niezmożona nuta swojska, żeby Polska, żeby Polska była Polską, żeby Polska, żeby Polska była Polską. Zrzucał uczeń portret cara, ksiądz ściegienny wznosił modły, opatrywał wóz trzymała, dumne wiersze pisał Norwid. I kto szable mógł utrzymać, ten formował legion, wojsko. Żeby Polska, żeby Polska była Polską.
And we're continuing in the cultural corner of Polonia today, and continuing with the Solidarity Era. December 13, 1981, General Wojciech Jaruzelski declares martial law in Poland. Lech Wałęsa is jailed. It is clear that the choice of General Wojciech Jaruzelski as Prime Minister in February 1981, a man blindly faithful to Moscow and the head of the only section of the apparat which still functioned, was one of a number of steps taken to make a clampdown on Poland possible. This came on the night of December 13, 1981. In a complex situation carried out with surprising efficiency, virtually the entire leadership of Solidarity was arrested. Thousands of people were dragged from their beds and ferried through the freezing night to prisons, while tanks patrolled the snow-covered streets and impressive numbers of Zomo stormtroopers were deployed in potential trouble spots. Communications were cut and a state of war was declared. Although a few Solidarity leaders remained in hiding and mounted a campaign of underground opposition, the movement was ostensibly crushed. In all, some 10,000 members of Solidarity were detained, while another 150,000 were hauled in for questioning. Jaruzelski was soon in a position to start releasing the detainees. In December 1982, a year after its imposition, the state of war was suspended, and 6 months later, lifted. Jaruzelski had certainly managed to bring back Poland to Moscow's heel with a minimum of bloodshed and unpleasantness. He claimed that he had acted only to prevent worse bloodshed, hinting darkly that the Soviet Union had been about to invade. And we'll conclude the cultural corner with this Chopin scherzo, which includes our beloved Kolenda, Lulaj Że Jezuniu, this sung in Polish and Italian by the three tenors, Carreras, Pavarotti, and Domingo.
Lulaj, a Tego Matulu,
Let's learn a little Polish today. Our Polish word of the day is the verb to give, dawać. Repeat after me, dawać. And here's an example sentence, perfect for the holidays. Lubię dawać prezenty, ale jeszcze bardziej lubię je otrzymywać. I like to give gifts, but I like to receive them even more. So remember to practice dawać.
Sing along with me, and you will see.
Czy chcesz śpiewać w żeńskim chórze? Chór imieniem Marceli Kochańskiej-Sembrych zaprasza. Próby odbywają się w każdy poniedziałek o godzinie 7:30 wieczorem. Miejscem spotkań jest Dom Polski przy 9150 Academy Road. Jeśli masz trochę czasu i lubisz śpiewać, spróbuj razem z nami. Możesz przyjść bezpośrednio na próbę lub zadzwoń do Dolores 215-633-0560. Śpiewamy pieśni kompozytorów polskich i amerykańskich. Pracujemy nad muzyką klasyczną i okolicznościową, a także kilka razy w roku dajemy koncerty. Wspólne śpiewanie pozwoli Ci na oderwanie się od dnia codziennego i chwilę relaksu. Spróbuj. A Taste of Poland in Port Richmond, Polka Deli, located conveniently at 2719 East Allegheny Avenue. Kielbasa, fresh meats and cheeses, pierogi, naleśniki, homemade soups, deli sandwiches, desserts, candy, and much, much more. Marek Kucharski and family invite you. Open daily, phone 215-634-3750. I repeat, 215-634-3750. Polka Deli, a taste of home. Hi, this is Debbie Majka, and you're tuned to Polonia Today, here at the multicultural voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM, and here in Philadelphia. Remember, the Polish Heritage Society of Philadelphia announces that applications are being accepted for the Society's Scholarship Awards. High school seniors and those currently enrolled in college may apply. For criteria and application guidelines, check out the website polishcultureacpc.org. Till next Sunday, and a special Vigilia program full of our beloved kolendy, keep the true meaning of Christmas in your mind and heart as you make your preparations for Vigilia and Christmas. And remember to stay safe, wash your hands frequently, wear your masks, maintain a safe social distance throughout the entire Christmas and New Year's holiday so that we can all celebrate the holidays together in person next year. And as Mike signals me that today's edition of Polonia Today is drawing to a close, you'll be listening to Zako Power and Białanie, a cleansing, a purification. Do usłyszenia!
Na lozę krękawickę, malućką jak Jezusek, na lozę rękawiczkę, jak smycka kawałeczek, a smycek z futera upędział, kiek rękawiczkę zabrał. Pędział spadła z nieba i chyba to jest gwiazda. Białanie, wielkie darowanie, w obłokach bujanie z głową bosą. Białanie, wielkie miłowanie, niebu dziękowanie jasną nocą. Straciłem rękawiczkę, tak wielką jak maluczki, za bardzo się radował i potracił jak dudki.
a smeczek sfuterał, co na nim spał w śniegach. Żóg mi to gwiazda była i wróciła do nieba.
Białanie, wielkie żałowanie, to co darowane, potracone. Białanie, wielkie przepraszanie, winne nazywanie, wybaczone. Białanie, wielkie żałowanie, to co darowane, potracone. Białanie, wielkie przepraszanie, winne nazywanie, wybaczone. Białanie, wielkie darowanie, w obłokach bujanie z głową bosą. Białanie, wielkie miłowanie, niebu dziękowanie, jasno.